Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Department of Defense is investigating an undisclosed number of Marines who shared nude photos of female service members on social media. Members of Marines United, a private Facebook group with over 30,000 members, left derogatory and harassing comments on a number of the photos. Air National Guard pilot Mary Jennings Hagar, who has seen combat, is a decorated Army aviator, and knows the pain of sexual assault by a fellow in uniform, says the impact of these things is far greater than the number of participants.
It is a very small number of people, percentage-wise, who have such a low opinion of women that they can do these things. But it's this majority who's afraid to speak out. It's not a comfortable thing to do, to stand up for what's right. But the more of us who do it, the fewer people are going to be able to intimidate others into silence.
In fact, a former Marine and founder of the War Horse spoke out and broke this story. Thomas Brennan is now receiving death threats since his article was first published. For more, we turn to Thomas Givens Neff, a staff writer for The Washington Post. He's a former Marine infantryman. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Clarify the First Amendment issues with the coercive qualities of some of these photos were posted without the permission of women, and the question of who's a consenting adult in this situation. Is there any clarity there?
Yeah, I don't think there's any clarity here. I mean, and I don't think the Marine Corps is going to try and parse through it. You know, there's a saying, at least, you know, when I was in, you kind of give up your First Amendment rights when you join the Marine Corps. You know, that you're kind of in that system. I mean, whether that's the case or not is moot. But you know, I think what the Marine Corps is going to do is, I think they're, and I hope, would take a look at the culture, right, that allowed this to persist. I was talking to a female soldier whose pictures ended up in one of these groups. It was just like an Instagram picture that was taken, a screenshot that was taken off and posted in a group, and followed by harassing remarks. And you know, she basically said, "This isn't something that I think we would see in the Army, because we treat each other more like brothers and sisters, while the Marine Corps sees itself as a brotherhood that doesn't have room for women," which I thought was pretty powerful coming from a 20-year-old woman.
As a former Marine yourself, do you think that's an unstoppable sort of culture, that you're not really going to be able to bring women into the Marines and have much of an impact on that brotherhood concept?
You know, this in a generation will probably look back and see, you know, this is probably where that started, right, this kind of, you know, transformation. And I think we're at this inflection point where we're at the tail end of two protracted ground wars. You have NCOs, you know, sergeants, staff sergeants who probably fought in Iraq and Afghanistan and are bringing a maybe not nonchalant, but a kind of view where this wasn't an issue for them, right? They didn't have Facebook or the internet. They were fighting wars and, you know, dealing with deployed life. And then you have junior Marines who are and junior service members who are kind of brought up in this much more social media accessible age, and they're kind of clashing. And you know, when these, if you know, brought up correctly, when they kind of take the mantle as senior leaders or senior enlisted leaders, that hopefully that, you know, the higher leadership has seen this enough and knows how to deal with it, so that culture kind of gets beaten out.
But you can see people not reenlisting as a result of this, men and women.
You know, I live with a Marine who I serve with, and you know, we were talking about this last night, and I said, you know, what would you say to a woman who is joining the Marine Corps? And he's like, you know, I'd say what I always say is, like, you know, yeah, maybe I join another branch of the service, because you're not going to get treated that well in the Marines, and that's the issue.
Thomas Givens Neff is a staff writer for the Washington Post and a former Marine. Thomas, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.